英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一美文，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon。
美好的一周呢，从周一的美文开始。今天带给大家的两篇文章都有相似之处，我们呢会从这两篇文章当中一起去反思关于生活当中惯性的力量 The power of habit。
Yeah, I guess everyone here has habits. Me too. I mean, we all do stuff without really thinking about it, like brushing your teeth, hopefully, and likegoing to the bathroom and washing your hands and those kind of things. They are all automatically, right? You don't really think about it. But if you make it more difficult when you think about it, some things you teach yourself. Some things you do are like things that you not really think about anymore, but not everyone does it exactly that way.That are habits.
我们的大部分生活其实都是由于惯性组成的，大部分的动作已经不需要过脑子了，每天吃饭、
yeah.
穿衣服、刷牙、睡觉，这些是生活的惯性，甚至很多人他的工作也变成了一种惯性，他的爱好也变成了一种惯性，所以说我们生活中大部分的动作都是由惯性组成的。
Yeah, and why do we have habits actually? Well, it's a very normal thing if you think about it, because habits give a sort of comfort, a sort of safety, a sort of feeling that you're in control, that if everything is out of control, at least you do familiar things that relax you, because you don't even have to think about it.
对，惯性呢有惯性的好处啊，因为惯性呢通常能够带给我们一种什么呀？安全感、掌控感、
yeah.
舒适感。
I mean, it's busy enough, right? I mean, I guess with the school starting again and like with so many things you have to think about or your WeChat messages you have to reply to every day. I mean, your brain is very active during a day. So it isNice if your brain just decides to do stuff automatically, not thinking about it. But it can become a problem too.
哎，惯性呢，指的就是一种自动的、自发的动作。你不用多想，因为你已经熟悉它了，习惯它了，你就可以去做它。但是今天我们要所说的就是一种反思，去反思我们这种惯性啊，它可能会带来一些问题。你比如说第一篇文章，我们就会讲到惯性呢是怎么让你 miss opportunity 错失良机的。
Yeah, there are often like stories online on blogs or something that, about people who are stating, after 10 years, I decided to quit my job because suddenly I saw the light. I really wasn't enjoying it anymore and I saw so many opportunities I always said no to, but yeah, today was the day I decided to quit.Some people are so stuck in their own life, in their own habits, in like their routine of going to work, going to school, doing the stuff they have to do, without even thinking critically about it, thinking, do I actually want this? Do I like this? What other things could I do with my time? Well,If you realize that after 10 years, it's pretty sad, right?
嗯，惯性呢，如何让人变得不是更警觉，而是更麻木了？这第一个故事啊，叫做 The Touchstone。Touchstone 对大家来说是一个新名词，因为它是一种特殊的石头，叫做点睛石。
Yeah, Touchstone is not really a real English word, but it's like a word invented by this story.
点睛石讲了一个什么故事呢？一个穷人在书中偶然发现了点睛石的秘密。这种小石头呢，可以把任何的金属啊 ,metal, 变成纯金。它们是隐藏在普通的卵石当中，不容易寻找。真正的点睛石摸起来是温暖的，而普通的卵石呢，则是冰凉的。于是这个穷人他变卖了所有的家产，到海边呢安营扎寨，开始了漫长的寻找点睛石下落的一个努力。有趣的是，当他终于找到点睛石的时候，也同时失去了它。
Yeah, he was so used in, so used to throwing all the stones into the sea that he just, without thinking about it, without examining really every stone carefully, he just threw it in the sea. Oh my god.
有意思。一会儿我们一起来听这个故事啊。同时第二篇文章呢叫做 The Elephant Rope, 拴住大象的绳子。这故事讲的就是啊，惯性思维是怎么样让你举步不前的。话说一群大象呢被驯象员用一根小小的细绳绑住了前腿，没有枷锁也没有笼子，可这些可爱的庞然大物却并没有逃跑也没有挣脱，这是为什么呢？
Well, they're super used to having a rope around their legs because since childhood they already have that rope. So like they're just used to being stuckwith that rope, like not being able to go anywhere because they have a rope tied around their feet.
Mm.
Now they're older, they obviously easily can break that rope, but they don't leave because they're so used to being like jailed by that rope. They don't know how it feels like to...Actually, really be free.
大家看我们周一的美文哈，虽然是和大家一起呢享受英语学习，享受语言的魅力，实际上另外一方面呢，也是在训练大家对于一些现象的一种思维的能力和分析力。啊，我们说感受力和分析力呢，是人两种截然不同的能力，而两者俱佳者实不多见。所以同学们如果愿意动脑筋，就跟着我们一起，每周一的周一美文，我们都来训练一下。你觉得能够从这个故事当中，你能够读出什么？你能够收获什么？你能够思考什么？
Yeah.
好，今天的第一个故事 The Touchstone, 我们现在就开始学起来。
The Touchstone.When the Great Library of Alexandria burned, the story goes, one book was saved. But it was not a valuable book, and so a poor man, who could read a little, bought it for a few coppers. The book wasn't very interesting, but between its pages there was something very interesting indeed. It was a thin strip of vellum on which was written the secret of the touchstone.The touchstone was a small pebble that could turn any common metal into pure gold. The writing explained that it was lying among thousands and thousands of pebbles that looked exactly like it. But the secret was this. The real stone would feel warm, while ordinary pebbles are cold. So the man sold his few belongings, bought some simple supplies, camped on the seashore, and began testing pebbles.He knew that if he picked up ordinary pebbles and threw them down again because they were cold, he might pick up the same pebbles hundreds of times. So, when he felt one that was cold, he threw it into the sea. He spent a whole day doing this, but none of them was the touchstone. Yet he went on and on this way. Pick up a pebble, cold, throw it into the sea. Pick up another, throw it into the sea.
好，我们先来读第一个故事的第一段哈，同时呢请老师来为我们讲解其中的一些关键的单词要注意的地方。
When the Great Library of Alexandria burned, the story goes, one book was saved.
听上去一开头很像在讲 legend,、
yeah.
像传说故事。
Well, the Library of Alexandria is very famous.Like, it used to be one, like, very huge library with, like, meeting halls, gardens, immense stocks of, like, wisdom, like, wise writings, and, like, etc. The whole history of the ancient world was documented in that library. Now, you have to imagine that library existed already 300 years before Christ, before our time. But then a disaster happened. The library burned. It burned down all to the ground.
Great Library of Alexandria, 这是埃及非常著名的亚历山大图书馆。
Yeah, Alexandria is nowadays the second largest city in Egypt. But yeah, it existed already like 300 years before Christ. Well, there are many legends about this library.Also about this touchstone. Not really that this story we read now is a legend about it, but the touchstone is definitely a legendary myth around this library.
稍微知道点历史的同学都会知道，伟大的亚历山大图书馆围绕着它有很多很多精彩的故事。
嗯，
但是不幸的是呢，这座伟大的图书馆啊被烧毁了。 所以说人类的很多文明很多宝藏也都付之一炬了。
Yeah, terrible.
嗯，我们聊天室当中的哈，值日生同学们已经给大家补充出来了相关的信息。你看，亚历山大图书馆，埃及托勒密王朝的国王托勒密一世在公元前三世纪所建造，位于埃及的亚历山桌这个地方，很有历史来头，很有意思。所以大家一听到，一般欧美人一听到说啊，关于这个 Great Library of Alexandria， 那我要仔细的竖起耳朵来听听这个故事了。The story goes， 啊，就说有了这么一个故事，故事就是这么来发展的。
Yeah. The story goes is like an expression to say like it is said that some people say that、
oh.
it is commonly said or believed.
啊哈，就是说传说中。
Yeah, it's like an announcement, like I'm going to tell a very interesting story.
英文中用 the story goes， 故事就是这么讲述的。其中的一本书被 saved，
yeah，
被人们找回来了，被人们留存下来了。
It didn't burn.
就说人们从废墟当中啊找回了一本书。
But it was not a valuable book.
诶，但是呢它却不是一本 valuable, 有价值的书。啊，这本书没什么价值。
Yeah, it was not expensive. And so, a poor man who could read a little bought it for a few coppers.
这本书的归宿如何呢？有一个穷人， a poor man who could read a little, read, 读书。能读那么一点点书啊，稍微呢有那么一点点学识。
A few coppers.
然后就买下来了。只花了多少钱啊？只花了几枚铜币就把它买下来了。
The book wasn't very interesting, but between its pages, there was something very interesting indeed.
好了，这本书肯定是一本传奇的书。书本身 wasn't very interesting，并不是很有趣。有趣的是啊，这个页与页之间 ，between its pages， there was something very interesting indeed。书页之间呢，确实夹着一件非常有意思的东西。
It was a thin strip of vellum on which was written the secret of the touchstone。
好，我们先来看这一组量词是什么 ？A thin。一个细细的薄薄的 strip 纸条
Yeah, that is like a strip is a piece of something that is longer than it is wide. Like you can also say like a strip of cloth or a strip of grass even.
哎，条啊，一条什么呢？一个细条的 vellum 就是羊皮纸。
Yeah, it's like more expensive kind of paper than parchment, what they used to have as paper.
所以呢，一张薄薄的羊皮纸条上面却记载着一个 was written the secret of the
touchstone.
大家想一想，又是薄纸条啊，又是羊皮纸条，上面却写着秘密，这是不是很神奇的一件事情啊？上面记载着一个关于试金石的秘密。大家知道吗？这个亚历山大图书馆啊，被大火焚烧这件事情呢，是历史上真实存在的啊，这是真正存在的。它这座举世闻名的古代文化中心呢，是在公元三世纪的时候被战火全部吞没。
Yeah.
所以如果有这么一本书流传下来，那可不是白白流传下来的。
The touchstone was a small pebble.That could turn any common metal into pure gold.
这种叫点睛石的东西是一种什么样的石头呢？接下来文中啊就有了一个小小的解释。The touchstone with a small pebble. Pebble. 这个 pebble 是什么呢？
Pebble is a very, like, is a small polished stone and it doesn't have any...dents in it or flaws. It's like all smooth, like the surface of the stone is all smooth, just like a river stone. I don't know if you've seen those, but they're like all smooth and like have no flaws in it because the water polishes them.
对了，去过河边的同学都看过鹅卵石吧？啊 ，pebble 就是卵石，它是一种非常小的一种卵石。但是有巨大的能量 could turn any common metal into pure gold. Turn into 把什么东西变成什么。他能够把任何的 common, 普通的 metal, 金属变成 pure gold.
Yeah, so imagine you have this stone and then you have one quai and then you touch the quai with that stone, then the quai changes entirely into pure gold. Like that means...that it only becomes gold and nothing else. It's not becomes mixed with another metal.
厉不厉害？神不神奇啊？任何的普通金属，它一碰以后都能够变成纯金，价值连城。
The writing explained that it was lying among thousands and thousands of other pebbles that looked exactly like it.
哇，这个小纸条上却记载着关于点金石的秘密，还解释说 explained.That it was lying among thousands and thousands of other pebbles. 它是 lying, 就是藏在、隐藏在或者是躺在，躺在其他的那些成千上万的 thousands and thousands of 其他的 pebbles 与它一模一样的普通卵石当中。那宝藏肯定得藏起来，是吧？
Yeah.
不能那么容易的暴露在光天化日之下呀。
I think the person who had the touchstone just didn't want anyone to find the touchstone.
当然了，不能随随便便让人找到。Yeah. 而且它跟其他的那些石头都是一模一样的 ,look exactly like it.
Yeah. But the secret was this. The real stone would feel warm while ordinary pebbles are cold.
那怎么样又从千千万万的石头当中把这样的一颗点金石分辨出来呢？还是有秘密的。The real stone, 真正的点金石，它感觉上去啊，摸起来啊， would feel warm, 是温暖的。
Yeah, if something feels warm or soft or hard, that is like what it feels like when you touch it. So, when you touch this stone, you would feel warmth in your hand.
它是有质感的啊，有独特的温暖和温度的，而其他的那些 ordinary pebbles are cold， 普通的卵石啊就是凉的，所以要是你认真去找，还是能找到。
So the man sold his few belongings, bought some simple supplies, camped on the seashore, and began testing pebbles.
这个秘密既然都落到了这个穷人的手里，那他肯定要去试着找试金石了。So the man sold his few belongings. Belongings 是一个名词，那是什么意思呢？就是一个人的财物和财产。
Yeah, that is all the material things you own, belongings.
你的所有的物质财产都叫做 belongings. 前面有个修饰词叫做 few, 就是说这个人其实自己拥有的财物也并不多。
Yeah, he was poor, so he probably didn't have many things. Maybe he had like a blanket and hopefully a toothbrush, but that was it.
而且你看 sold 这个单词在这里我们理解为变卖啊，变卖财物，现在我们会说了 sold one's belongings, 变卖财物会说了。然后呢 bought some simple supplies,购买了一些简单的好 supplies.
That are things like food or medicine or like equipment that you just need every day, like to do some activity or to like just to survive.
我们学过这个单词 supplies, 供给意思对不对？在这里呢，我们可以理解为那些供给我们日常生活所用的用品，就是日常用品。所以他就购买了一些简单的日常用品，然后
camped on the seashore.
Camp 这里做一个动词使用，就是安营扎寨，本来它就是寨、帐篷的意思。
Yeah, it was like if you, I mean, maybe you've done this summer camping, go in a tent and then be outside like for a week or something, and only like.Yeah, having a tent to sleep in, not a house.
哎，露营，露营的意思就是 camp or camping. Camping on the seashore, 就在海边呢，安营扎寨了。
Yeah, seashore is like another name for beach. It's like an area of land next to the sea. And yeah, it's more story-like to say seashore instead of beach.
一般来说，海边我们说 beach.
Yeah.
但是 seashore 呢会显得更加的故事性强一些。
Yeah.
他就在海边安宁扎寨下来 ,and began testing pebbles, 就开始啊在数不清的卵石当中开始去试 testing, 尝试寻找点睛石的下落。
He knew that if he picked up ordinary pebbles and threw them down again, because they were cold, he might pick up the same pebble hundreds of times.
He knew that, 他知道。他知道如果 if he picked up ordinary pebbles and throw them down again because they were cold, he might pick up the same pebble hundreds of times. 好了，这就是他所知道的一个事情。
Yeah, so like if he would pick up a pebble and like drop it again because it was cold, that doesn't make sense because like he would pick up the same pebble over and over again.
哎，他知道什么呢？他想提高自己啊，寻找的效率啊。首先，他知道如果他捡起一块普通的卵石，然后再把它们 throw them down， 就是把它们再丢回原来的这个卵石堆当中。Again, because they were cold， 因为它们是凉的。你再把它们丢回原来的卵石堆当中的话，你可能就会 pick up the same pebble hundreds of times。你可能就会数百次的捡起同一块卵石，对吧？这样就没有效率了。
No, like that, you would never find a pebble.
你要是近距离的就这一堆当中，你捡一个扔一个，捡一个扔一个，你很可能无数次的捡起来的都是同一个，所以他得想个办法。
So, when he felt one that was cold, he threw it into the sea.
So, when he felt one that was cold,当他捡起一块一发现是凉的，他就马上 threw it into the sea， 就把它远远的扔进海里，这样就没有干扰了，对不对？他就可以不停的捡新的，然后再不停的去寻找。
He spent a whole day doing this, but none of them was a touchstone.
他呢花了一整天的时间 spend a whole day doing this， 都这么做的，但是哪有这一天就找到的，肯定不可能，是不是？ None of them was the touchstone. 一块也没找到。
Yet, he went on and on this way.
好， went on and on, 就是继续呀，继续着。
Yeah, if something goes on, something just continues, something seems to never stop.
找宝贝还不得花点时间啊，哪有这一天就能找到的。哪有那么轻松容易，看这个传说什么神话故事当中都得长年累月的去找吧。 Pick up a pebble
cold, throw it into the sea.
好了，惯性开始了，因为太多次都是冷的冷的冷的，所以他的习惯动作就是首先捡起一块 pick up a pebble, 摸冷的 throw it into the sea, 扔进海里
pick up another,
再捡起一块
throw it into the sea,
扔进海里。
Yeah, this is like an illustration of his habit he was forming.
对，这句话就解释了他在寻找试金石的过程当中是如何养成的一种惯性和习惯的。好，接下来我们听第二段。
The days stretched into weeks and the weeks into months. One day, however, about mid-afternoon, he picked up a pebble and it was warm.He threw it into the sea before he realized what he had done. He had formed such a strong habit of throwing each pebble into the sea that when the one he wanted came along, he still threw it away. So, it is with opportunity, unless we are vigilant, it's easy to fail to recognize an opportunity when it is in hand, and it's just as easy to throw it away.
所以它形成了一种习惯。而且这个习惯呢还得到了某种强化啊！我们看他找这石头找了多久啊。
The days stretched into weeks and the weeks into months.
这就是为什么我们要学习故事呢，故事里面有很多生动的词语表达，你在现实生活中你要是不学习，你压根不知道会这么用。 Stretch 这个单词是拉长啊，没想到作为一个动词 Stretch into weeks就是拉长至时间，拉长至几周甚至是几个月，你看拉长在这里就很生动很形象。
This expression is often used in stories to say like a very dramatic way of saying that something took a very long time, longer than expected. Like, the guy probably thought, okay, I might be busy with this, like, maybe 2 weeks. But then it was going on for days and days, and suddenly it was 4 weeks already. Suddenly it became months. So that is like, it stretched into weeks, and weeks stretched into months.
这个单词的实际上的意思就是 took something, something took a long time.
Yeah, longer than expected.
Longer than expected. 某事呢花了比想象中更长的时间，所以时间就拉长了，就 stretched into 本来两三天能做完的事情，拖长拖长拖长到几周甚至是几个月。好，这个表达我们来学习一下，非常的诗意。
One day, however, about mid-afternoon, he picked up a pebble and it was warm.
终于，终于功夫不负有心人啊，变卖家产了，又安营扎寨了，又这么没日没夜的捡石头了。However, 有一天 about mid-afternoon, mid-afternoon 大概是什么时候？
12 o'clock, noon,
noon time.
Yeah,
中午，中午或者是下午吧。
Yeah, it's like about, so it means like it might be like 12 o'clock. It can also be 12:30 or 11:30. But it was around noon time, about mid afternoon.
就在这个中午下午左右的时间，哎
，He picked up a pebble.And it was warm.
他捡起了一块卵石，哎，发现它是暖和的。
Yeah, he finally had it, but he threw it into the sea before he realized what he had done.
瞧瞧这个动作 ，he threw it into the sea. 啊，直直的就把它扔进了海里。Before 是什么？在下面一个动作发生之前，他就已经把它扔在海里了。Before he realized what he had done， 当他意识到他自己做了什么之前
，Yeah，
他就已经把这块石头唰的一下扔进了海里。
Yeah， so you kind of have to imagine what he was thinking. Pick up a pebble, cold, throw it into the sea. Pick up another, warm, throw it into the sea. What did I do？
这就是属于典型的做事情啊，完全依赖惯性，不走心也不过脑子，是不是？
He had formed such a strong habit of throwing each pebble into the sea that when the one he wanted came along, he still threw it away.
看一下他的这个行为意识着什么。 He had formed such a strong habit.形成习惯，养成习惯，我们用的固定搭配是 form a strong habit， 形成一个非常强大的习惯， a strong habit。 什么样的习惯呢？ throwing each pebble into the sea， 那就是捡起一块石头就扔进海里。那它形成了这样的一个强大的习惯，以至于啊 such that， 以至于 when the one he wanted came along， came along 的意思就是
To appear, to start to exist, or to arrive.
对，就是出现。
Yeah, when the pebble was there, the pebble he wanted was there, just existed in his hands. He threw it away.
同学们注意啊，这样的动词短语特别适合你平时生活中使用。
Yeah,
我们都说出现 ，show up, appear.这个 came along 也是出现的意思啊、哦、
，Yeah，
它跟来好像没什么关系哈、啊，出现。所以当他想要的那一刻真正出现的时候，强大的习惯让他捡起一块就扔进了海里。He still threw it away， 他还是丢了出去。
Yeah， and like now we don't know what happened to the man after this， but I guess he was very miserable.
此时此刻之前所有的辛苦都白费了。
Yeah.
就是因为他已经是陷在这个习惯性的思维里面了。没办法，就捡到了好东西也给扔出去了。
So it is with opportunity. Unless we are vigilant, it's easy to fail to recognize an opportunity when it is in hand, and it's just as easy to throw it away.
那这样的一个故事能够跟我们生活中的哪些行为相类比呢？ 作者的观点就是说 So it is with So it is with 的意思就是与什么什么一样
Opportunity
机遇所以当我们面对机遇的时候也是这样的
Yeah Unless we are vigilant
好、哦、这是一个新单词 Vigilant V-I-G-I-L-A-N-T Vigilant 是什么意思呢
If you are vigilant, then you are like examining a situation or even a person very carefully and very thoroughly before you draw any conclusions about it, before you make a decision. First, you check out all like the aspects of a thing or a situation of like everything, every single thing. And that doesn't mean that you have to make decisions super...Like, quickly, super last minute, no. It means to be critical. To be critical towards the things you do and also examine how you do it.
对,这个单词的意思是一种警惕的、警醒的、注意的和警戒的一个意思。
Yeah.
所以说,如果 unless we are vigilant, 如果我们没有保持足够的警惕的话,就我们做事情啊,如果你没有一种警觉心,
Yeah, I mean, it is very difficult to do that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like China, but especially in China, it's often, for me, it's amazing how many things should be decided last minute. Because, as being Dutch, like, we're totally not used to that. We always plan things very far in advance, and we postpone making decisions a lot. Like...You can easily say to your employer, if your employer asks you a question to do something, you can say like,okay, I will do it next week because then I have some time to think about how to do it. But here it's often like, okay, can you do this now? Okay, so do it now. It's really very last minute, and you have to decide things pretty quickly.But not only on work, but it's also like in other things, right? In just your whole life.Making decisions quickly is often demanded, right?
所以警醒的意思就是相对于跟麻木相反、啊、惯性的就会让人麻木惯性让人不用动脑筋你按照这个流程去做就行了警醒就是无论你在做什么事情的时候你都是有思考有判断的你知道自己在做什么你知道自己为什么要这么做为什么要下当下的这个决定
yeah,
然后为什么要做出这样的一种行动
And that is vigilant.
Hey, 就是这个意思。所以呢 it's easy to fail to recognize an opportunity. 其实 easy to fail 是什么意思啊
是 Yeah, to fail is like...
失败做某事。
Yeah, to be unsuccessful, you just cannot do it.
完全没有认出机遇哈和机遇失之交臂了失败了认出机遇 when it is in hand.机遇可在你手中的时候你很可能就失之交臂了根本没有认出来 And it's just as easy to throw it away
Yeah, to throw it away is of course here very poetical It means like to not take an opportunity Even though you might have it already It's like available to you and it's easy to grasp itYou fail to recognize it You don't see the opportunity Because you're stuck inHabits.
对由于你是陷入在自己的惯性的一种行为和思维当中所以即使是机遇已经落到你的手中了、
yeah.
但是你都可能失之交臂这个东西你把握不住所以机遇轻易的就从你的手中溜走了而且这一走就绝对不会再回来
So stay critical with examining your opportunities. Stay critical towards yourself as well. That is what this story means.
所以一个人错失了机遇以后只能自己去承担这个后果。
Yeah.
因为是你自己和机遇失之交臂的。这就让我们反思惯性能够带给我们生活中什么比较危险的一面。它能够让你错失很多有价值的东西。
Yeah.
当然我们只要保持足够的Vigilant, 足够的警醒还是有可能会抓住机遇的。
Definitely.
好这是第一个故事接下来我们来看看拴住大象的绳子惯性的思维是怎样让你举步不前的。
The elephant rope. As my friend was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped. confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could, at any time, break away from the ropes they were tied to, but for some reason, they did not. My friend saw a trainer nearby and asked why these beautiful, magnificent animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. Well, he said, when they are very young and much smaller, we use the same size of rope to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. As they grow up, they are conditioned to believe they cannot break away. They believe the rope can still hold them, so they never try to break free. My friend was amazed. These animals could, at any time, break free from their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. Like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging on to a belief that we cannot do something, simply because we failed at it once before? How many of us are being held back by old, outdated beliefs that no longer serve us? How many of us have avoided trying something new because of a limiting belief? Worse, how many of us are being held back by someone else's limiting beliefs? Whatever you can conceive and whatever you can believe, you can achieve.
这个故事呢，我们倒是会经常听到，经常会在一些团队建设 team building,
yeah,
management的时候呢，会遇到这个故事。
Yeah, often in workshops, this story is often used. Workshops about good leadership, about personal development. Like, this story is pretty famous among
在那些小的工作坊、
yeah.
包括怎么样去训练领导力，还有就是个人发展上面，就会讲到这个故事。来，看一下。
As my friend was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped.Confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No change, no cages.
As my friend was passing the elephants, 当我的一位朋友、啊、经过呢 the elephants, 一群大象的时候 he suddenly stopped, 他突然间停下了脚步。嗯，一定是有什么奇异的景象啊，让他觉得不可思议。对眼前的这一幕呢 ，confused by the fact， fact 就是事实，眼见的这种事实，他被眼前的事实呢完全给困惑住了 ，confused。什么样的 fact？
That these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg。
有些层层套层层的修饰词。首先，这些巨大的生物 creatures, huge creatures, 生物，活着的都是生物，都可以用 creatures 来表达。这些巨大的生物呢 ，were being held 啊，他们是 being held, 是被绑住了，被什么绑住了呢？仅仅是一个小小的 small rope 小绳子，绑在哪儿呢 ？Tied to their front leg.前腿啊，被一根细细的绳子给绑住了，诶，挺奇怪的。也没有 chains, 枷锁链条 ,no cages, 也没有笼子。这么大的生物啊，就被小小的细绳子绑住了前腿，动弹不得，这挺奇怪的。
Yeah, normally wild animals are all chained and everything, and they are like tied up. But these, no. It was obvious that the elephants could...At any time, break away from the ropes they were tied to, but for some reason, they did not.
很明显，很明显啊。It was obvious that the elephant could, 这些大象们随时都可以 at any time, break away from the ropes, break away.
That means to get away from something, to escape.
冲破，逃跑。Break, 打破 away, break away, 冲破逃跑完全是可以冲破这些绳子的 They were tied to, 什么样的绳子呢 They were tied to, 就是他们被绑住了这些绳子但是因为某些原因 for some reason,、
yeah.
they didn't,
for some reason, is something that many people say in ordinary talk as well. Like, for some reason, I forgot to do groceries, or for some reason, I didn't call him back. It means, I don't know why, but...
我不知道什么原因，但是呢，就是出于某种原因，经常挂在口中。For some reason, 也不知道咋地，就这个意思。他们也并没有逃跑。They didn't.
My friend saw a trainer nearby and asked why these beautiful, magnificent animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away.
我的朋友这个时候就看见了一位 trainer, 驯象员，在旁边 nearby.于是就上去问他 ask why this beautiful magnificent animal just stood there and made no attempt to get away. 这里有一个单词啊 beautiful magnificent.
Yeah, magnificent is very impressive and beautiful or very good. It's very outstanding.
大的巨大的体型健硕的而且是壮观的。Magnificent animals. 这些巨大的庞然大物们它只是站在那儿而且呢没有任何的企图。我们看 attempt 企图 make attempt to do something, 企图做某事记下来啊笔记 make attempt to do something, 企图做某事。
Yeah.
那不企图呢 make no attempt to do something.
Yeah, to make an attempt is to try to do something. If you don't make an attempt, you don't even try to do something. You don't even make an effort.
完全没有那个想法，完全没有那个尝试，想都没有想，一点那个意图都没有。Make no attempt to get away. 压根就没有尝试过要去逃跑。
Well, he said,When they are very young and much smaller, we use the same size of rope to tie them. And at that age, it's enough to hold them.
原来如此，这个驯象员就解释到说 Well, when they are very young, 当他们年龄还很小很小的时候 And much smaller, 体型呢也比现在小得多的时候 We used the same size of rope to tie them.我们就用了同样大小跟粗细的绳子把它们 tie them 拴起来了
At that age it's enough to hold them
在那样的年纪已经足够怎么样 hold them 来控制它们
Yeah, to prevent them from running away to hold them
哎，来控制它们让它们不要跑就是说呢小象小的时候肯定也想 break away
Yeah, they want to break away but they couldn't
但是呢发现哎呀有什么东西老是拴着自己的跑不了怎么挣脱都跑不了于是索性呢也就不跑了
As they grow up they are conditioned to believe that they cannot break away
当他们个头是逐渐越长越大 As they grow up 长大了 They are conditioned to be conditioned to something 的意思就是习惯于某事了或者习惯于做某事了他们习惯于 believe they cannot break away 他们就一直习惯地认为自己根本就是无法逃脱的不能逃脱的
Yeah, they are convinced that they really cannot escape They are conditioned to believe that they are like totally no chance of escaping
刚才朱迪老师用了另外一个单词叫 convinced
Yeah
就是确信使自己相信
It means like to really strongly believe that something is true
强烈的相信 They are convinced 他们被说服了认为自己也是不可能会逃脱的
They believe the rope can still hold them So they never try to break free
就是因为他们在思想上相信
Yeah
他们在感觉中知道了这个 rope 是很 powerful 的、
yeah.
很有力量的它完完全全的能够拴住你 They can still hold them 所以 They never try to break free 他们甚至试都不去试去挣脱束缚这种事情想都不想了试都不再试了
My friend was amazed These animals could at any time break free from their bonds But because they believed they couldn't They were stuck right where they were.
看，旁观者这个时候呢，很奇怪。
Yeah.
旁观者觉得这不是一个简单的事实吗？啊，为什么身在其中的人，他就是不能够，就是不能够跑呢？
Yeah. He was like, he didn't get it. He was really like, huh?How can these animals like accept this?
所以啊，咱们中国人那句古话说当局者迷旁观者清，说的是很有道理的。我的朋友作为一个旁观者，此时此刻他感觉到非常的惊讶。 My friend was amazed. 觉得不可思议。 These animals could at any time break free from their bonds. 在他看来，这样的一群大象完完全全的可以随时随地的都可以 break free, 挣开绳索。From their bonds, 从他们那个 bonds, 绑缚他们的东西身上挣脱开来。
Yeah, bonds, there are things that limit you, things that prevent you to go somewhere or like to do something you want to do, that is a bond.
但就是因为 because they believe they couldn't, 就是因为他们认为自己无法做到。
They were stuck right where they were.
Stuck.学过多次了，就是被困住了，
yeah,
被拴着了。
They could not move anymore. They were stuck. They were held in a position they just simply could not get out of.
动弹不得了，所以他们就一直一直一直一直的就这样被拴着。They were stuck right where they were.
Like the elephants, how many of us go through life hanging on to a belief that we cannot do something?Simply because we failed at it once before.
故事就是这么简单的一个现象啊！旁观者觉得不可思议。好，我们来总结，跟我们自己的生活有什么相关联之处？什么时候我们也像这群大象一样呢？ Like the elephants, how many of us go through life? 我们中有多少人 go through life? 就是什么
living your life?
对，过着这样的生活。
Yeah.
好了，重点在 hanging onto a belief.
To hang on to something means to keep something, to not let go something. So if you hang on to a belief, you cannot let that belief go. You cannot accept that belief to be like wrong or that something that you should forget about because you really believe it.
我们就把 hang on to 呢理解为是相信 believe something.
Yeah.
或者是一直拿着握着不放手啊，我们就一直相信着这样的一种信念 belief。 他可能在这里不用 believe 的意思是因为后面有个 belief、
yeah.
所以他用了一个 hanging on to a belief， 这种词也很生动，大家可以记下来啊。我们就坚信啊，生活中我们握有这样的信条，就是 we can't do something， 有些事我们就是做不到。
Yeah.
Simply because we failed at it once before. 只是因为我们曾经在做这些事情的时候失败过。
How many of us are being held back by old, outdated beliefs that no longer serve us?
又有多少人我们当中啊 are being held back?、
Being held back means to be stopped from being as successful as you could be or as you should be.
你想 held 是阻碍啊 ，held back 就是一直拉着你、拖着你、阻碍着你。
Yeah, to be stopped in your progress, to be stopped in your developments in a better direction,
也是阻碍的意思。被什么阻碍呢？被那些 old, outdated beliefs, 那些旧的、陈旧的、过时的信念而阻碍着。
Yeah,
而那些信念呢 ，no longer serve us, 已经不再是。适合我们了，不再为我们服务了。
Yeah, if something serves you, like not only a servant, obviously, but if something serves you, it helps you to achieve something you really, really want. And, well, for example, an outdated belief is, like in many countries, women cannot work. Women, they have to stay at home and they cannot work. They have to, like, take care of kids and, like, that is, of course, not work, but, like,Yeah, they have to stay at home. They cannot do anything. Which is a very outdated belief. And I strongly think that many women are being held back by that same belief that still exists in the mind of many people.
每个社会都有一堆陈旧的观念。
Yeah.
就是这些陈旧的观念呢，它阻碍着你前进的步伐。
how many of us have avoided trying something new because of a limiting belief?
我们中又有多少人一直来讲不会去会去避免尝试新的事物，仅仅是因为一个 limiting belief， 某种狭隘的观念，而不愿意去尝试新的东西。
Worse, how many of us are being held back by someone else's limiting beliefs？
它这些排比全部是递进的关系。更糟糕的是，我们中又有多少人呢？又一次被 held back， 又被阻碍了。这次不是被自己，而是被别人的那些已经狭隘的、过时的观念所阻碍着。说你。
Yeah.For example, yeah, if, imagine someone keeps on saying to you, nah, you can do that. You're not smart enough. Or, nah, you cannot do that. You're just not built for that or something.
你比如说你是个女性是吧，你怎么能够啊、
yeah.
不照顾好家庭自己跑出去做这那的干嘛呀。
Yeah, like that. Like, I mean, then it's like...logical that you start to believe that yourself as well, because people are very quickly influenced by other people.
对，因为人很容易受到自己的想法和周围环境的影响。
Yeah. Whatever you can conceive and believe, you can achieve.
Whatever you can conceive, 这 conceive 算是一个单词吧，就是你自己所能够想到的。
Yeah, to conceive is like to imagine something or to think about how it's like to do something or to be someone. Like, it's to imagine or to visualize how something is like.
所以最后呢，还是回到励志的这个高度上来。
Yeah.
就是说，只要你敢想，要去相信，就没有什么做不到的。首先就不要困在自己的那种思维模式里面、
yeah.
那些 limiting belief 只是一个拴住大象的小绳子，它拴得住大象吗？拴不住，所以你为什么要让它拴住你呢？
Yeah, like、this reminds me a lot of,、of an expression I saw the other day in, like, on a wall written. No matter if you can or you can't, it's trueThat was pretty funny, because if you keep on telling yourself, I can do this, no, I can never do this, then it's true, right? Like, you won't even try it. But if you tell yourself, I can do this for sure, then at least you try, and at least you make some sort of progress, because you, like, step out of your comfort zone and do something new. You try out something new, which is already an achievement.
What you believe makes who you are.
Yeah.That's exactly true. And although it's difficult, these stories are like kind reminders to tell you like that you should be critical towards your own habits, to think about why you do certain things and how you do them. And these are all very wise lessons, of course. But it's very difficult to find out what is limiting you in the first place.
好，大家发现了吗？今天的两个故事呢，都跟人的惯性有关系。一种呢是一种惯性的行为，一种呢是一种惯性的思维。啊，我们要随时随地的反思自己有没有被这些惯性的东西所缚手缚脚、绑手绑脚。
Yeah, I mean, it's already very difficult to defer if you do something out of habit or out of like.Because you genuinely like it or because you genuinely want to do it in a certain way. And it's also like difficult to find out, like, am I limited in any way? Like, what is something really limiting me? And what is that thing? Can I change it? That is like the first step, I believe, to like to break those limits, to break away from your limiting beliefs.
我们的行为和我们的思维其实和我们之间呢是一种相互作用的关系。
Yeah.
而不是你控制它，就是它控制你。所以我们今天看到了惯性的力量是如此之大。那么不在惯性中灭亡，就在惯性中绽放。这是选择题。
Yeah.
你要充分的认识到惯性是怎么来左右你的生活的，你才有可能去挣脱惯性，跳出惯性啊，警醒的去一边惯性的生活着，但是一边要警醒的活着。
Yeah, it takes a little bit of self-reflection and self-examining to find out this, to actually like improve yourself, to be vigilant or to like be critical and yeah, to kind of push yourself to move beyond your comfort zone.
无论如何呢，它都是对自我发展的一种一种就是说推动、
yeah.
一种 push， 所以你要自己去 push 你自己。
Yeah, like as our previous stories, it also kind of says like, yeah, be surrounded by people who encourage you. That really helps.
好了，今天的美文就是这样了，留下的时间大家自己去回味和思考。谢谢 Judy 老师的精彩讲解，谢谢大家的收听，我们下次英语美文再见。
See you next week.
Bye bye.